Welcome to Talking with Herbs. I am Tim, and as always, I'm joined by my mother, Janet. Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Thanks, Tim.
We actually do not have a guest calling in today. We are going to be doing a just a host podcast. I want to interview you, Mom. So I'm going to let people out there. You know, we've learned a lot about the people that we've had on and awesome guests that we've had on in the past 31 shows that we've done. I can't believe it's already been 31.
I know.
It's kind of crazy. So, but people need to get to know you. They know your food from Instagram, but they don't know, you know, how you got started, what your influences are and all that kind of stuff. So, I think it'd be good to enlighten the audience on, you know, what kind of makes you tick and why we're doing this show. You know, what kind of influenced you to want to highlight all these people that you interact with on a daily basis on Instagram. So, yeah, it's been crazy though. 31 straight weeks of, I guess we took 1 week off, but 31 episodes.
It's amazing. I think, well, you know, I love food, Tim. I just have a passion for food, and everywhere we've moved, so many places, that's like the first thing when I meet somebody is I ask them about the food of their area. And even if, you know, we meet people from a different country, I ask them about their country and then what kind of food? Tell me how to make this food. So being on Instagram was great. You know, I was just on there goofing around with you guys. I didn't, you know, I had never anticipated that it was going to turn out the way it did. And they just am blown away by the talent.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So I wanted to know these people. I wanted to say hi, you know, to actually hear their voices. And I think that's how you and I came up with the idea. That was last August. To say, well, I wonder if everybody else wants to meet the people that they follow.
And the reception's been great. I think that's it, kind of hit the nail on the head with that. And I think people, they do want to get to know these people. And I think the chefs and the bloggers and the
pastry chefs,
the travelers, all those folks that we've interviewed over the past almost year, you know, three quarters of a year, have you know, I think it's great for them to get more comfortable with their audience too. I think you know, for the audience to be able to say, you know, it is hearing that voice and putting a voice to the name and all that, that like, okay, these people and everybody that we've talked to, extremely approachable. I think that, you know, everybody is so, you know, nobody that we've talked to hasn't been humble enough to, or hasn't been, or they've all been humble enough to, you know, if somebody asks them for recipes or if, you know, if anybody wants to reach out for that kind of thing, that they're willing, they're able and willing to help people out. Because it is a very nice kind of tight knit, accepting community though on Instagram.
Right. I think everybody wants to share. I love the paleo people because they want to share their knowledge. And the pastry people want to share their knowledge. The food people, it's and I think that's what motivates you to put your pictures on Instagram, isn't just that people accept, oh yeah, that's good food, you gotta like, but it's like, oh, how did you do this? This is really interesting, you know?
Yeah.
What made you do that? And then to come to find out, unless somebody puts stuff on their biography, what we found out behind the scenes of these people, I mean, we've had professional dancers and artists and, oh my gosh, the list goes on and on.
Yeah, I mean, Suzanne, who we just interviewed, was a friggin' biomedical researcher before she became a chiffon cake baker. So,
it's
artist.
Amazing to me.
I do not do her justice by saying baker. She's an artist. So
she's an artist, yeah. So, I mean, and it's crazy. What Kristen was... makes these fabulous pies, and she's a insurance broker. I mean, it's fun to get the backstories as well.
Yeah, it's, you know, we had a lot of that. Either they're doing this as a passion project to supplement, or, you know, as some sort of catharsis from their everyday everyday grind from their day job, or they were in a completely different field prior and they said, man, I really want to cook, or I really want to travel, or I really want to do this and that. And it's one of those,
Inspirational.
it is inspirational. You always see those little posters come up, like reach for the stars and all that stuff. And we're talking to people who did that. So, and it's great to hear that, coming from them. And,
And it's so fun, and it makes you, sometimes when we talk to some of these people, I feel like such a slouch because
yeah, me
we're
too. This makes me not, this is almost having a negative effect on me, and I don't want to post any food to Instagram anymore because
I'm always, yeah, but
I feel a little
I do, and then I say,
self-conscious.
oh, that one really sucked. That was terrible. And then you have people like Chef JP and Chef Whoop. What was his first name? I have to remember his
William,
first name.
yeah.
William. You know how bad I can't pronounce names. I've screwed those up all season. And remembering names, because I'm so used to people's names
From Instagram.
from Instagram, when they then when we do catch their first name and know them, that's pretty neat. But their talent is just an Elliot. Oh my gosh, their talent is so overwhelming sometimes that I don't want to get on and put my stuff on. But then they'll put a like on my stuff and it makes me feel pretty good. So they know where I'm at. I know where they're at. That's what's amazing. And
Yeah. So you growing up, I think you told me that, you've been cooking for us my entire life, and I think I asked you about when you started cooking a long time ago, and I feel like what you were watching your mom baking a cake or something like that, or it was baking that got you into the kitchen to start with, right? With your
bread.
mom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I wanted to cook so bad, and that's I can't remember not wanting to cook. That's what's crazy. And but my mom said when I learned to read. So I had four older brothers and sisters and I got them to teach me to read. And I did before I was four. I did it four before I was in kindergarten. And so the first thing I made was Jell-O. I was so little, it wasn't just pulling up a chair, it was like a ladder to the counter. So and I had a bread business when I was in high school, and I just always, but nobody ever kind of pushed me in the way to be a chef. I worked in restaurants, but I did everything. I even washed dishes just so I could be. There's just something about food. And I just love it. I wake up in the morning and say, oh, I wonder if you put this t mixed with this. That's why I just do crazy stuff. Half the time
That's
it works, half the
yeah.
time it doesn't. Huh?
No, I would say that you are being horribly self-deprecating by saying half the time it doesn't work, because I'd say 90% of the time it works from experience living with you,
Well,
and coming to
thank you.
visiting, and that's what makes your style of cooking so unique, and it's something that I try and draw inspiration from. It's something that, Amy and Danny, my brother and sister, tell me that. I get that from you, is whether it's out of laziness sometimes, whether it's out of just genuine curiosity, or if it's just wanting to be creative in the kitchen, I tend to not want to restrict myself to a recipe, even if I, has anybody ever made this? Like, I'll think of something on my commute home, and it's like, okay, I got this, and this in the kitchen. Oh, can I make, can I make this? Like, well, let me see if anybody's ever made it before. And then I find a recipe for it. I'm like, well, I don't like this or this. So I'm just, you kind of find a baseline and then do your own thing with it. And
Right. Yeah.
that's
I
a,
don't think it's laziness. I think that's just like,
well,
I
I
don't
mean
like
laziness.
recipes.
I think, yeah, me neither. And I think laziness more in terms of me not wanting to go to the store after I get home from work is what I'm getting.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So, yeah, and that's part of, you cooked for us, every meal pretty much growing up. So I really didn't really try to explore cooking until probably college, whenever I was in an apartment too, and not in the dorm rooms with a meal plan to go and eat Sodexo garbage. But to start cooking for myself. And I call you all the time asking you how to prep stuff. Learn a lot of I'd like to think learn a lot of technique through osmosis being in the kitchen with you. Kind of later in my, I guess, my adolescence, but I still call you to this day asking, will this bind to this? Can I make this? Is this going to be thick enough to like to stay? Is there, do I need, what do I need for this? What do I, and then you never steer me wrong. And
I don't think you ever give up. I don't think you ever know enough not to want to ask somebody does this work with this? But I don't look my recipes up anymore until after I do it. And then I say, okay, let me see if this is a recipe. And guess who most of the people are when I look at it. Most of the things that I come up with are Guy Fieri's. Is that crazy? That is the craziest thing. Because I don't really consider him it's like, oh, okay, that's okay, but that's funny. So.
Yeah, that is pretty funny. 'Cause he makes fun food. He gets a bad rap just because of his TV personality, but
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it. I just, it would
yeah.
have been like really cool if it was something really awesome,
Yeah.
somebody
There's
really.
such a he has such a stigma around him. It's funny. That just reminds me of watching Anthony Bourdain and, his disdain for, that's what his name should be, is Anthony Disdain, 'cause the guy's
Yeah.
so freaking pessimistic, but whenever he went to Las Vegas and he was just, he ragged on his Travel Channel show. He would rag on Food Network all the time, and then they went to Bobby Flay's restaurant. I can't remember which one in Las Vegas, and he couldn't say a bad thing about it. It was,
About his food.
yeah, he was eating. He's like, this is bleeping good. I can't say anything about it. That's, yeah. But those guys, I think a lot of those guys get a bad rap for their TV personality more than anything.
Yeah, because of, well, it's because of that show. But I don't know. I think everybody's got something to offer. I think when you're really overconfident and about what you do and you just think you've hit the max, those are the people I can't stand. I just can't stand them.
Agreed. Yeah, like you said, there's always somebody out there in any field, in any aspect, that is going to be better than you at what you're doing, right? And that's just,
Right.
there's 7 billion people on this earth. It's bound to, there's bound to be somebody doing something better than you are.
And what makes cooking so fun is there's so many facets involved.
Yeah, exactly.
If
So
we could have had, I would have loved like Chef JP to first of all, we talked to Elliot who does these fabulous foams and stuff like that. Then we were on with George Ennis. And talking about gastro, what's the word?
molecular gastronomy.
Molecular, and here and the, and other techniques, and here we get on with him, and he's not just doing one or the other; he's doing all three things at the same time. It's like, whoa, this is amazing. Every time he puts something on, I want to ask him how he does it. How do you do that?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what's great. And those people are, they're probably the exact same way, where they're still open to constructive feedback from other people, or if they feel, because most of them are perfectionists, right? And
Right.
you can get that way in the kitchen, spending so much time. Really, with anything, you become competitive, and even if it's just competition with yourself to be better than your last dish, and you say, you're your biggest critic at that point. You personally, Mom, you are absolutely your biggest critic, because nothing you cook, like, you've never, to my knowledge, you've never made a stinker of a meal. I can't remember you burning something to the point where we couldn't eat it even. It was,
Thank you.
but you do get to that point where you invest so much time in something that you beat yourself up more than anybody does, but you're better served looking for that feedback, looking for that seeking that out, asking, is my seasoning, what can I do differently
Right.
with my seasoning? Because my texture was perfect on this, but I needed, what do I need here? You know, the seasoning wasn't right.
Right.
I didn't get a good enough sear on this, or I didn't, you know, what am I doing? What do I need to be cooking with? What kind of fat do I need to be cooking in for this type of meat? And this, it's,
That's why I don't like recipes. So, I just figured out recipes were worthless. I think probably when, 14 or 15 years old, that it's, oh, there's a there's and that's when I discovered technique. You have to watch how somebody does it. What is the technique behind? Why is this, when you make a bread this way, why doesn't bread always come out the same way? Well, it's because you use a different technique in each time you make the bread. So why is this sauce different from this sauce? Well, it's the technique involved. So that's what's more fun. And even if you screw the recipe up, it's more like, oh, what did I do? How did I arrive here? How did I make it look like this or taste like this? And it's what you did, not necessarily what you added. Does
Yeah,
that make
exactly.
sense?
Yeah, then that's what I was saying. I think I picked up more that technique from you, like I said, through osmosis, and you get those building, you know, kind of the foundational. I don't consider myself to be, I can cook for myself and I'm happy with what I cook. So, but you learn those techniques, like you were saying, and then you could do anything with them, right? You can. That's when it becomes fun to go and explore and go to the farmer's market and go pick up produce you never used before. Even if you do end up picking up a boniato that's rotten and the cashiers are speaking Spanish and calling you a dumb gringo and for not knowing how to pick out a boniato root. But no, it really is just a building. You got to use building blocks and learn the basics. And then you'll be fine from there. As long as you have a curiosity for it, you can do anything.
You're good. That's what reminds me of Chef Eustace's comment. Remember when he said, once you've learned, going to culinary school, once you've learned it all, that's the parachute. It's up to you to jump. Is
Yeah.
that what how he said it?
I
It was
think
kind of
so,
a neat,
yeah.
yeah. They just gave you the parachute. Now you get to jump. So I think that's what it is. But I like how everybody fills in a niche. It's not like everybody's does the same thing.
No,
So,
not at all.
I mean, there's Chef Marisala was hers is just gorgeous comfort food. Chef Bear Smith wanted to really get into the paleo. Same with Babbling Brook, which no, she was kind of
Ketogenic, yeah.
ketogenics. We had a couple paleo. One of my favorite ones was Miriam. I love learning about those ancient grains and of Iran, the Persian grains and what she's done, to fuse flavors in England. I that to me that was just very interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've had a blast with this, you know, getting to know these people. And you guys, if you haven't, if this is the first time or second or third time you guys have tuned in, we have a whole catalog that's up on either on iTunes or on Podomatic or maybe on Google Music now. I think they just started adding podcasts in. Go back and listen to these folks. You know, nothing's time sensitive. It's, you know, these people are just really just letting you know how they became or came to do what they're doing and, you know, the passion behind it and all that stuff. And they're all fantastic people and have had a absolute blast over the past year. I guess 8 months, right? No, 9 months. Wow. Getting
Yeah.
to getting to know these folks and bringing them to you guys. So make sure you guys go back and listen through the catalog. It's
And remember, when you're on Instagram, it's not always the number of followers that somebody has. Look at their pictures
Yeah, quality
and
over
read their
quantity. Yeah.
biographies. Because let's face it, anybody in the food world is busy. We're so busy with food right now, and Tim does. Tell everybody what you do, Tim, because I always say marketing, but I know that's not it.
Oh no, I work in software implementation and quality assurance. It's boring yet stressful and time consuming, but yeah, so I stay pretty consumed with that throughout the week, so
And he travels and he does sports team, and I, he's gone to London, works, he's just went with the NFL draft up in Chicago. So this is kind of his busy time of year, and this is my busy time of year. So we thought it's summer. It's a good time to take a little bit of a break, and we'll work on some new shows and come back on, because we do have a lot of fun. Tim's got a degree in communications. I'm just doing it because I love it. So hopefully I get better as we go on.
Yeah,
But
this is like I was saying with some of these folks that we've talked to. I have my day job that really has nothing to do with what I went to school for, and this is my catharsis. This is how I get my broadcast journalism degree to work and have a lot of fun doing it with you, Ma.
I do too. I was just wondering, Tim, do you think you can make like Skype prank calls? Who's on? You
Just,
couldn't really like prank because they know
no,
it was
yeah, they
you.
know who's coming, yeah. Just start adding some of the guests that we've had to the call and see what they have to say. But yeah, no, so well, yeah, we'll call this the end of season one and we'll pick back up, what, end of summer?
Yeah, sounds good. We'll let you know. We'll keep you posted. And I hope everybody stays busy and has a great summer. And we thank you so much for your support and following us and listening to us.
Yeah, and make sure, as always, keep beating it into your guys' head that if you're listening to us on iTunes, that you subscribe to us first off, and then you leave us a rating and a review. Let us know what you think of the show. Help us out so we can keep bringing you guys the best best content, best interviews possible.
Yeah, because we're getting good, we get good numbers. We just really need some comments on there. So it's wonderful that you put the comments on our Instagram and Facebook, but it'd be great if you could do it on the podcast.
Yeah, on iTunes. Go for it, guys. And yeah, thank you guys for listening and thank you guys for all the support over the past 9 months. And we'll be back with more Talking with Herbs at the end of the summer.
And I hope everybody had a happy Mother's Day.